kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Apat na taon na si Hannah Alabastro sa Australia pero hindi pa rin niya nakukuha ang inaasam na permanent residency. Maswerte siyang nakakuha ng temporary skill shortage visa sa tulong ng kumpanyang pinapasukan niya, pero pansamantala lamang ito.
Tapos gusto ko talaga syempre makakuha ng permanent residency visa. And so far yung mga visa ko is all temporary visa. So yun, gusto ko lang na maging stable na yung life ko dito and magkaroon ako ng guarantee na dito na ako forever.
Sa dami ng mga pagbabago sa migration law, nahihirapan na umano si Hannah na matukoy ang susunod na hakbang para sa kanyang pangarap na visa.
So every year, kahit nagawan mo ng paraan, kahit na iplano mo ahead of time na okay, kailangan akong mag-English test, kailangan akong mag-take nitong certificate na to, after all that, mag-iiba sa'yo yung rules. So kailangan mo na naman i-explore yung ibang options. So hindi mo rin alam kung ma-expire na yung visa mo tapos wala ka pang bagong visa. So yun yung pinaka-challenging na you're running, nauubusan ka na ng time.
Ang estudyanteng si Joyce naman, nasa unang taon pa lang ng pakikipagsapalaran sa Australia, pero nais sana niyang malaman ang mga pwedeng gawin kapag natapos na ang kanyang pag-aaral.
Tapusin muna yung school and then itatry magpa-assess if qualified na, then if ever for the PR.
Maraming Pinoy migrants na tulad ni Joy at Hannah ang naghahanap ng kasagutan para sa kanilang kasalukuyang sitwasyon. Karamihan sa kanila dumudulog sa mga online forums, pero hindi lahat ay direktang nasasagot. Kaya isang hakbang ang ginawa ng Filipino online community na Philomates para tulungan ang mga kababayan na nalilito pagdating sa usapin ng visa at migration.
So I'm Dave Tan. I'm part of one of the directors of Philomates. I'm also the company secretary of Philomates. So we're currently holding what we call Pathways 2020. It's like a visa fair basically. It's a free event wherein we're providing consultancy services through our migration agency partners. And we just think that basically this is one way to just give back to the community, give them some information on, you know, what pathways they can potentially have while staying here in Australia, and yeah, it's just paying it forward to the community.
Tatlong migration and education consultancy ang naging katuwang nila sa event para sa libreng migration consultation. Ibinahagi ni Maren Jose ng OSFIN ang mga karaniwang natatanggap na tanong mula sa mga Pilipinong nagpapakonsulta.
Hi, my name is Maren. I am working as a marketing and sales manager for OSFIN Private Limited. The common questions range from, oh, I'm a student, what I'm going to do next? Or is my degree relevant to the skills occupation list? Or is there a pathway for me? Or some people who are already skilled, they're looking to see if they can get an employer nomination. Is their skill eligible? What are the points they are ranking at? Plus also people who have partner visa. The questions, how can I get my partner on board? You can get a lot of information online, but to really know what are the sub-laws or sub-information in each of the segment, you really need a specialist to really go through that, because certain things make you eligible, certain things don't, and you really need to have a clear view. And of course, we're in an industry that's always changing, so getting help from the right people is something very important.
Malaking tulong para kay Hannah ang natanggap na libreng konsultasyon sa isang registered migration agent.
Sobrang laking tulong, to be honest, kasi ako bilang sa sarili ko, ang ginagawa ko lang is nagre-research lang ako sa website ng immigration. Pero syempre may mga bagay na hindi ka certain na tama ba yung pagkakaintindi ko dito or meron ba akong nami-miss out. So nakatulong na nakausap ko yung expert, tapos mas naging kampante ka rin, hindi ka na nasa-stress, hindi ka na nag-lose ng sleep about it, kasi alam mo na okay, tama itong ginagawa ko, tama yung impormasyon na nakuha ko, I just have to follow through with it.
Samantala, nagbigay naman ng payo ang migration agent na si Edna Wager para sa mga kababayang na biktima ng mga migration scam dito sa Australia at sa Pilipinas.
My name is Edna Wager and I am a registered migration agent. and I am working for the company Migration Australia and Settlement Services Pty Limited. Merong mga migration agent dito na meron silang sub-agent in the Philippines. A lot of times got something to do with the sub-agent in the Philippines. And the registered migration agent here doesn't have any clue na ganun na nangyayari. So ganun pa mang kaparaanan, they need to really get in touch with the migration agent first and ask what happened and if they can get a refund. Yep, by all means, we are under code of conduct of the OMARA that we can do a refund based on the agreement that we give to our visa applicants. Katulad ng aking recommendation do sa tatlong na biktima, I told them to really look into the website of the OMARA and then seek the name, search for the name of that migration agent, and they can actually, kahit na outside Australia sila, kung RMA ang tumulong sa kanila, they can actually go to OMARA and put a complaint. Very important yun, and in that way, maiwasan natin ang marami pa na mabibiktima ng scam.
Panawagan rin ang mga registered consultancy sa mga may planong pumunta sa Australia na magsaliksik at unawain ang mga patakaran sa IMI Home Affairs website.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.